I'm now joined on the line by Nico Murphy. He's the Project and Public Relations Manager at Darndale Belcamp Village Centre. Nico, can you hear us? Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Here I am, doing.
Yeah, hope you're keeping well, by the way.
Oh, I am, yeah, same yourself.
Yeah, big day tomorrow, so in advance, very happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Yeah, same to you, whenever you listen, thanks.
Yeah, so tell us all about the centre. What's involved, the projects, the employment programmes, services, etc.
Yeah, we've a lot involved up here. We've several different services operating within the centre and within the overall complex. One of our main services operating here will be the Darndale Belcamp Village Centre Limited, which is our company. We're responsible for managing the complex, managing the centre, and managing all of the room bookings, the Bell Art Gallery, the training, some of the training and education we provide for people through our CE project done through the Darndale Belcamp Initiative, which is a sister company of Darndale Belcamp Village Centre.
So okay, yeah.
Essentially we have two companies housed within the village centre. One is Darndale Belcamp Initiative, which looks after the employment, the education and the training side of things, and then we have Darndale Belcamp Village Centre Limited, which is the company that would manage and oversee the entire complex and the services within it. Then some of the services operating within it will be the Jigsaw Centre, which is a community childcare centre that has up to 260 children attending each day. So it's quite a large centre. It's one of the biggest centres, I think, in Ireland. And they operate operating childcare for children from 3 months up to 12 years with their after-school programme. They have a high-scope curriculum. They have an after-school club. And then they've also got project workers for any children that may need them. We've also got the Discovery Training Centre, which is a second chance education and training centre for early school leavers. And what it does is it provides education and training opportunities for people aged 16 to 21. And what it does also is promotes a culture of lifelong learning. And it provides training in a variety of areas that wouldn't be generally covered in some normal school environments, which would be childcare, woodwork, health-related fitness, which would be like personal training and nutrition and things like that. They also offer IT and customer service skills, and they also have a catering and hair and beauty, which is the newest course they've added there about 2 years ago, which has taken off. It's always one of the first ones to fill up. Getting back then on the Darndale Belcamp Initiative side of things, they provide local employment opportunities through CE, JI, Jobs Bridge, all the various different projects. And also then we have, when the opportunity arises and funding is available, we'd have in-house full-time positions available too. And again, DBI would manage some of that. In terms of our conference facilities, which we manage ourselves, we've got fully equipped meeting rooms and conference facilities for hire for anybody who wants to use them. They're ideal for training days, meetings, interviews, conferences. And then we'd have our retail units. So we have the Angel of Love Holistic Centre, which is managed by two Dublin-based mediums. And their services include mediumship, angel therapy, and they also have a shop in-house as well where you can buy the products. And we've got the Bob's News and Off License, which is a local news agent and off license operating in Darndale. They provide a range of retail services with bill paying, groceries, just a general day-to-day news agent operations. And then we'd also have Darndale Pharmacy, which would, again, it's fairly standard, straightforward. It's medications, prescriptions, gifts, advice. And then we've also got a restaurant takeaway in the centre too, offering food, sandwiches, rolls, wraps, and takeaway service as well. Then we also have the healthcare centre, which offers a whole range of services. We'd have the community physiotherapy services, adult mental health services, public health nurse, speech and language therapy, dental service, GP, baby clinic, social worker, and mental health services. And we'd also have the Preparing for Life programme housed within the village centre in the Bell Building. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but what it does is it offers support to new parents and girls with the parents from the time the child is born, or more so the time the child is conceived, right up until the child starts school. So it's a 5-year cycle. They provide home visiting and parent support to pregnant women, and then, as I said, when the child begins school. They promote child development. It's a free service, locally based, and they have flexible hours to suit all families. So it's a drop-in service and a home visiting service.
That's absolutely wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a lot going on. We've got the Dublin City Council housing offices up here too. So if people have any issues with their homes, or, you know, maintenance issues or problems that they need to discuss with the council, transfers, estate management, whatever it is that they may need to do, they can also avail of that there as well. So we've a lot going on. We've a couple of our own projects then that we operate ourselves. So we're not only involved in the facilities management end of it, we're also involved in direct service provision. And in terms of what we would offer in terms of our own service provision would be the Community Pride Project, which would organise community cleanup events around the local community. And we try to maintain a lot of the green space in Darndale. So we kind of cut the grass, you know, do a bit of planting, go out with pickers, just picking up any kind of rubbish or litter that's around the place, just to kind of keep the place tidy and give the right impression of the area.
Yeah, and there's also, graffiti removal, isn't that right?
Yeah, we also do graffiti removal. Yeah, we have our own graffiti removal machine. And I have to say, since we started doing graffiti removal back in 2011, the level of graffiti in Ireland has come down massively. I don't know whether it was because of the efficiency in which we were removing it. You know, it would only last maybe a day or two. And since we started removing it, it didn't go back up as frequently. You know, there was a period where it was constant and it was consistently coming up and we were going out and we were removing it. And then we kind of hit a lull. And we were delighted, you know, because we knew then that what we were doing was working, it was taking effect, and that people were responding to that and realising that, yeah, there's no point in doing it here anymore because it's not going to last. Whereas before, there may have been a time frame where if it was left, it was allowed to be built up on and more would be added to it. But now, if you don't see it there, people are less inclined to add to it because it's not there. So yeah. That was something that we identified very quickly. And it was great to see, you know, and it was probably one of the more things that we see a lot more responsive from the community side was that when we were doing it, the stuff wasn't coming back up. And then we also tried to raise environmental awareness through that project. We're working with the local organisations like Spirit 17, the New Life Centre, and the local schools as well.
Yeah. You also so have
we're very much embedded in.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you there, Nico. You also have a fleet of vans service, is that right?
We do. We have a fleet of vans that deliver our services around the community. So we'd have, I think we have five vans now, and also they'll be tied in with our Golden Year service. So we'd have a wheelchair bus, which will be a 17-seater bus, and that will pick up our members and deliver them to the centre and bring some of them home. We'd also have a wheelchair accessible van. Again, it will be a van that would allow one person in a wheelchair to be transported to and from our centre here. We've got two community vans that will drive around delivering our care and repair services and some of our community pride services, and then we also have a smaller bus then for going to events and things like that, which is a 9-seater. So we have a 9-seater, a 17-seater, a wheelchair van, and then two smaller vans that will deliver our services to the community.
Yeah, and the Golden Years, that's all about the senior citizens daycare, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it offers daycare and drop-in. There's a lot to the service. It's grown massively.
Yeah, yeah. We won't delve into that too much because we're going to actually have a separate interview on that on our Senior Citizens programme next Monday in the afternoon.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, yeah. We've also got an art gallery up here, which a lot of people probably aren't familiar with. We launched it in 2016, back in April.
Yeah, I believe that's the only art gallery on Dublin's north side, is that right?
Yeah, as far as we believe it is. We haven't seen anything to kind of compete with it or to say it's not. So that's what we're saying. It is, and it's definitely one of the bigger ones. Yeah. We've over 300 pieces on display, they're phenomenal pieces. We've got some great local artists, and that's the thing about the gallery as well. It is a gallery, but it's also for local people. And it's local artists who are given the work to display. And it's open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, that's when we're in operation. People can drop in and have a look around, but if you're looking to purchase any pieces or get information about pieces, best time to drop in are between 8:30 and 5 o'clock.
Okay.
It was officially opened by Lord Mayor Queen Anne Daly, as I said, last year in April, and it provides a lot of hanging space for all local artists and groups. So if there is anybody out there who's listening who wants to hang some stuff up here, wants to get a bit of publicity around our work, you know, drop in to us, have a chat with us, and we can organise something with them.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah, absolutely.
Gives us a chance to network as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You were talking about services. You have a meeting room and a conference centre. That's available for anyone, really, isn't it? Like, for example, let's say we had a lack of space, which we don't, but let's say we did. We could call on Darndale Belcamp Village Centre to use that service.
Absolutely, yeah. We have the conference and meeting facilities that are here. The conference room holds up to 80 people for a conference, and we can set it up any style that you need. So we can have theatre style, we can have classroom style, whatever the styles are needed. Tea, coffee, refreshments, anything you need is also provided. And you know, we do local community rates, so we ensure that, you know, everyone's covered. And you know, the space is excellent. It's great to have there. It's right beside the M50. It's right beside the Malahide Road. Ample amounts of bus services coming to us. So I mean, we've a lot going for us in terms of being able to offer that space to people.
Yeah, yeah. So you're in operation now, I think it's 16 years, launched in 2001.
And
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Nico, that not everything you're telling me here today now has been there in the beginning. It's been a gradual process, is that right?
Oh, it has, yeah. I mean, we've had services come, we've had services go, you know, but we've never been in a period where we haven't had the centre fall. But, you know, I suppose it's kind of as things change, as the economy changes, as the demographic changes, our services also change. So we become very adaptable in that sense.
Exactly.
We try to find the needs that people need. You know, we want to address the needs that people within the community are actually going to benefit from our services. You know, we don't want to be providing services that may not be benefiting the people who need them.
Yeah. Well, I think changes were all for the better. Absolutely, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Keeping up with the times. You have some publications. You have the Goss magazine. Is that right?
Yeah, with the Goss magazine. That's a quarterly magazine. It goes out every 3 months. We deliver that. So that it's actually a physical publication that's delivered to over 2,000 homes in the Dublin 17 area. So we cover Darndale, Belcamp, Mountview, Ferrycarrig, Gavin, and I think that's it. We also go to Carra Park. And then we also release that then online as well, so people can jump onto our website or they can jump onto our Facebook page and keep up to date with the latest editions of that too. And they can also subscribe to our newsletter there. So what we do is we send out a weekly newsletter.
As well? Right. Okay.
As well, yeah. So we've a number of publications going. The weekly newsletter is targeted at a lot of our service providers in-house. But there is a lot of information about our events and about what's going on around the centre. So if people are interested, you know, in coming up and seeing what's going on, the best thing to do is sign up for it, subscribe for the newsletter, sign up for it, and you'll get it every week. So you'll be kept in the loop as to what's going on. And you can sign up for that on our website as well, or through our Facebook page. It's also there too.
That sounds great. Absolutely. Darndale Belcamp Initiative, that's DBI, which is kind of, I think it's sponsorship for job initiative and CE schemes.
They look after our nearly all of our employment needs. You know, it's one of the biggest employers, I'd say, over this side anyway. We've over 100 people employed through the various programs that they're running at the moment, and that number is increasing every time. You know, every year we're looking for more and more people to come on, so we're always looking to develop more and more services. What we do is we approach the Department of Social Protection and we see what's available and we see what projects we need to try second some of our people to. So while we employ, or the DBI, I should say, employ those over 100 people, I think it's 102 now, they're seconded out to 14 or 15 different organisations within the community. So we're not just supporting the village centre, we're also supporting the 14 other local organisations that are based within Darndale as well with those people.
Yeah. Well, Nico, the time has caught up with us. I'm very sorry. But the first thing I have to say to you is to you and all members of your team, I think there are six of you at least, congratulations on a well done job. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely.
Thanks very much,
and just before you leave us, can you just, I'm assuming you have the website address for our listeners?
We do, yeah. The website is darndalebelcampvc.ie. Straightforward enough. Just darndalebelcampvc.ie. And then we've also got a community text service if anyone wants to sign up for the text service. And the number for that is 087-400-9118. And we can pass it on to anybody. Again, it's available on our website and it's also available on our Facebook page, which is just Darndale Belcamp Village Centre on Facebook.
That's great. And again, you have probably Twitter and Facebook accounts as well.
We do have Twitter. It's at Darndale Belcamp on Twitter. We also have we've an event coming up actually on the 24th of March. It's a coffee morning for Daffodil Day in support of the Irish Cancer Society. So if anybody wants to come over, have a cup of coffee, you get a cake or something.
Oh, that sounds great.
Welcome over.
Feel like I'm over myself.
Event, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You're more than welcome.
Thank you. I might just do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks,
Brian, it's been a pleasure having you and thank you for joining us. And again, happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a great weekend.
Cheers. Look forward to seeing you then on Monday. Thanks.
Okay. All the best now.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.